Yeah, mate, this is the first stop on our tour, the private tour of this area, and we're at the offices of Erinys, the private military company which is making hundreds of millions of pounds and working in Iraq. You may think that Iraq's all about suffering, but that just shows your lack of imagination. The private military companies like Erinys, this is all about big bucks. In fact, for them, Iraq is the original treasure island. Groups like Erinys, Armour Group, Aegis and the other big British private military companies are making a killing in Iraq at the moment. They saw their profits go 500% higher as a result of the Iraq war starting. Companies like Erinys only started to make business out of Iraq. They got one of the first big contracts for over $100 million providing the militarized security of the oil installations around Iraq. And we know that they're also queuing up to ensure that when the oil companies get into Iraq, BP, Shell and all the rest, they're going to be there to earn even more money providing security for them. And what we've also seen in the last 3 or 4 years is an absolutely incredible litany of human rights abuses committed by these private military companies. You know about Blackwater last year, getting down 17 civilians in a traffic jam in Baghdad. Well, Erinys has also been involved. Just 3 months ago, Erinys guards shot at and wounded 3 civilians in a taxi near Kirkuk. Erinys has also been involved in the death of 1 military soldier from the US side, and Erinys is here facing court action to try to get justice for that person's death as well. But what we're looking at is we're looking at a situation where companies like Erinys are given completely free rein to make profits in Iraq with no accountability. And that's because there's no legal framework between which we can get them. 6 years ago, when the invasion of Iraq took place, and the CPO, the Coalition for Provisional Authority, was put in place, they gave full immunity to companies like Erinys and all of the other private military contractors. Order number 17 of the CPA is what gave these corporate powers immunity in the law, so they can't be challenged through the Iraqi courts. You also can't challenge them through the UK courts. Why? Because 6 years ago, the British government put out a green paper saying there were lots of options to be able to regulate and legislate against these private military companies. In the previous 6 years, they've done nothing to introduce any of those laws, and now we're actually taking them to court. We're trying to put a judicial review to the British government saying it's absolutely unacceptable for you to have gone 6 years and taken no action against these companies. It's up to people like you and me to protest against these companies, to get them out of situations like Iraq, to get them properly legislated against in this country, and together with that type of action, we can stop the sort of corporate piracy from the private military companies, the new face of mercenaries around the world. So let's have a big cheer for Erinys, and hopefully we can bring down their organisation very soon. Thank you.
So that was the first stop, and that's Erinys Security, who are at 58 Grosvenor Street.